New York's insurance law prohibits rates that are unfairly discriminatory, but less educated, lower-tier workers are paying more for auto insurance, according to NYPERG's consumer advocate Andy Morrison. He says in one example, based on the same criteria except education and occupation, a cashier with a high school degree and a flawless driving record was charged 23% more than a college-educated executive who caused a crash.
This is just wrong. Auto insurance rates should be based on how you drive, not who you are. Our analysis shows that insurers are using factors that discriminate against many low and moderate-income New Yorkers, the very New Yorkers who can least afford such high rates.
Consumer Federation of America's Robert Hunter points out every state bans insurance companies from asking about a person's race.
If income is really what's being measured here, there's obviously a disparate impact because of the way income is distributed by ethnic group. So that's a very serious question that needs to be researched. And then the other question is, every state that we know of has said you shouldn't use income as a rating factor, and we believe that at least these factors like education and occupation are surrogates for income and would not have been allowed if income had been directly requested.
In setting rates, NYPERG's Morrison says three out of the four largest insurers consider education, and two of the four consider occupation. Regardless of degree or job, New York residents pay among the highest auto insurance rates in the nation. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.